Radio WTF presents The Daily WTF. Today's episode, Make It Work, adapted for radio by Lauren Cates from a submission by Mitch G. The Place, the bustling offices of Intertrode, a solutions partner for Microsoft Dynamics AX. The company was large enough to have an org chart, but small enough to still have the budget to be understaffed. That didn't stop them from taking on big projects for large clients. And now, with a deadline closing in on the biggest project for their largest client, we join senior developer Mitch G in his cubicle.
IT services. This is Steve.
Steve, hey, it's Mitch. Did you get the specs I sent you for the new staging server?
Indeed. Almost got it running. I'll email you the login info when it's done, and just a heads up, but the boss man's in the hall giving someone the tour.
What? We're not ready for a demo. What's a client rep doing here?
I don't think it's a client. Not unless one of those stuff bags has lost 20 years, and their power suits. Heads up, they're heading straight for your office.
Goes with Office Space. Your cube's back there. This is where the core AX team is. Oh, and here's Mitch. You know, he's busy as a basket, as always. Mitch, hey, this is JJ. So Mitch is the lead developer here.
So you're the one who's going to be jealous of my code.
JJ here, he's on a contract to help with this project. You know, the old take some of the plates off your hand and carry them out of the infield.
What? Boss? I asked for more developers at the start of the project. We're in so deep now, I barely have time for my own work. Forget about training someone on Dynamics.
Don't worry, I don't need training like a noob. Actually, I'll probably be schooling you on a thing or two. See, I've got over 3 years of solid Dynamics AX experience. Got it while working at Inatech.
3 years?
Over 3 years. At Inatech.
I'm not familiar with Inatech.
All real Dynamics developers know them. They're in New York City.
Oh, yeah, Mitch. They're a pretty big shop out there.
In New York City.
Yeah, in New York City. I mean, they gave JJ excellent references, several of them. I mean, they couldn't have sold him harder to me if they tried.
Oh, that's an encouraging sign.
What?
What?
Sorry, forgot to hang up. That's Steve, head of IT.
Hey, Steve, actually, since you're on the line, can you get JJ bunkered down and home-based in the cubicle across the hall? Make sure he has a computer so he can hit the sky running.
And I'm going to need a good computer, not that junk that you use for help desk.
Wow, yeah, I think I know exactly what you need.
Hey, great. Hey, intros all around, good stuff. Now, you settle in and thumbs up.
Wait, whoa, boss, 1 second.
Oh, yeah?
Look, I know we need developers.
Yeah, and I got you one.
Yes, but the team
needs another Dynamics developer.
And this guy
is fully trained in a rare skill set that we desperately need. Look, it's rare enough to find a dev trained in Dynamics, let alone outside of Silicon Valley, let alone willing to do a short-term contract. This is a find. Make it work. Three words, my friend. Make it work. Three words.
Make it work.
Yeah, you got it. Hey, good man. I'll catch up with you later. Peace out.
Make it work. All right, JJ, welcome aboard. We're just about to deploy a build to staging. You may as well go heads first and join in.
Actually, it's already 4 p.m., so I'll just get started tomorrow morning.
We're a bit short on tomorrow morning, so we're going to do the deployment now.
Actually, you were going to do it. I didn't earn over 3 years of experience in New York City to have to be stuck working 80-hour weeks like some new blackie. I'm out for the night. And what's your name on the phone, IT guy? Make sure my computer's completely ready when I get in tomorrow morning. Don't waste my time.
Make it work.
Oh yeah, this is going to work out great.
The next morning, Mitch emails JJ the new developer's handbook and a pile of outstanding project items. Finally, able to focus on some complex tasks, Mitch settles down for some deep thought problem solving.
Okay, problem solving time. If quantity times price over incart is greater than the threshold, then...
Hey, Mitch! Huh? Mitch!
What? What?
Hey, Mitch! Your database don't work. Come here!
Yeah, hang on a second. What's the problem?
Your dumb code won't connect to the database. Come on, this is noob stuff. I shouldn't be wasting my time with this.
Okay, well, let me see. The database config file I sent you is missing.
No, it's on the dev server right there.
It's on the dev server, but the checked out branch is on your local machine. The config file needs to be copied local. See? Look, it connects.
Local database config? That's stupid. I'd expect it to be done correctly with a central server. It's what Inatech did in New York City.
Everybody's set up a little bit different.
Yeah, some of them are done right, and others just waste time. You're lucky I'm willing to put up with it, or you'd be short a developer.
Okay. Well, you know what? Speaking of developing, you're connected, and I need to get back to what I was doing.
Yeah. I'm done with you for now.
Oh, okay, now where was I? Quantity, threshold, right? Threshold! If the threshold is less than or equal to supply...
Oh, come on, Mitch! What is this crap?
For the love of... What now?
Come here and fix this crap, Mitch.
Coming. What is it?
Your stupid code doesn't compile.
Let me see. The heck cannot... Access C. You need to run the IDE as an administrator. That was in the email, along with the config file instructions.
Run as admin? That is stupid dumb.
Well, that's how this works.
I didn't have to rely on hacks like that in New York City.
This isn't New York City, JJ.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay, I get what you're saying. I'll have to make do.
Right. Okay, back to work. Quantity. What was I even working on?
I can't believe this crap. Mitch, why isn't there a data layer?
There is a data layer. What the
Mitch.
Hell?
Come on, Mitch. Even PHP monkeys use N-tiers. Where's the data layer?
It's in the data layer project.
What?
It's in the data layer project.
I can't hear you. What?
It's for the love of... It's in the data layer project!
How am I supposed to know where you hide these things?
It was in the email with the config file and the run as instructions and everything else you need to work on the
project. I don't need to read a novel. I worked for over 3 years in New York City and didn't need to work around a ton of hacks to get my job done. Just show me.
What?
Will you knock it off? Some of us are trying to get work done here, okay?
Yeah, I know. That's what I've been saying.
I know. Everyone heard you. Just use email, right?
Forget about it. Email is too slow.
You think what? Wait. I don't care what you think. I'm telling you. Stop yelling across the hall and just send the damn email already.
Us programmers don't get told how to practice our craft, especially not by someone who is only in IT. Right, Mitch?
Only? You know what? You're right. Programmers should be making this call. Well, Mitch, go ahead.
Let's just make this work, okay? I really need to get JJ up and running and producing some code.
Wow.
JJ, just tell me the issue you're having with the data.
A whole train of thought's been completely thrown off. Thanks for interrupting, Steve. Don't you know programmers need to concentrate? I need to go get my head back in the zone. I'm out of here. Way to waste my time, you stupid...
And he's out the front door, ladies and gentlemen.
You're not helping, Steve.
Hey, don't put this on me. I tried to set him straight. You needed to back me up.
I don't need to set him straight. I need him to start coding and putting his training to work.
You mean his over 3 years in New York City?
It's just bad habits. The bugs to work around.
Listen, you don't work around bugs, Mitch. You stamp them out so things work right. And the longer you wait to fix a bug...
I know. It only gets worse.
Hey, Mitch, I just saw JJ. Looks like you guys are really putting the hammer to the screws here. You guys making it work?
Yeah. You know, we are making it work.
Great. Well, you know what I say. Make it work.
Make it work.
As the week goes on, Mitch focuses on his tasks and leaves JJ to his. The code flows, and task after task gets marked as completed, leaving Mitch cautiously optimistic about JJ. The project reaches its next milestone, a full test deployment to staging.
Scripts ready to go. Staging server. Oh, dang.
IT server services, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve, all of the RDP sessions on staging are taken. Can you clear one for me?
Yeah, sure. Give me a sec. Yep, there you go. You can deploy and test the build.
Thanks. I'll let you know if
you know your little make-work project's heading for the front door with his jacket, right?
What? Hey, JJ, hold up. JJ, come here for a minute.
Yeah. What is it? Make it quick.
Well, we're kind of doing a big build of the whole system to staging.
Yeah, I know. I already deployed my part.
Oh, normally we like to do that all at once rather than...
Yeah, of course. You probably don't know about things like standard practices for deployment. We had it all figured out in New York City. Yes, exactly. New York City.
I get that. I appreciate that. I'm sure there's a lot of different ways we could be doing things.
Better ways?
But for now, time crunch, established procedures, all of that, we deploy all at once and everyone tests.
I already told you. I did my part.
Well, we still have to do testing and QA on the build.
I already checked. My code's perfect. QAing again is just going to be a waste of my time.
I'd like to see it. You do a quick code review.
Hey, if you want to put in an 80-hour week to admire my code, go ahead. But I'm done my part. It's past 4, and I'm heading home before I have to waste a bunch of time in traffic.
Then you're going to love driving right back when your code breaks the build.
My code doesn't break. I'm not some noob.
That isn't what Steve meant. He was...
Yeah, it is.
It's just that... I'm sure you know that this is an integration test, and I really need to make sure that your code... that everyone else's code fits in with yours. Please, JJ, just stick around for a little bit and let me see what you've written. I'd really appreciate it.
Brother.
Fine, I'll put in some overtime. You better appreciate this. Let's make it quick.
Steve, I'm gonna let you go.
Oh no, please, let me listen in on that.
Okay, so let's see what you got checked in. Open the class. No, not bad. Maybe onload could probably use a few fewer database calls, but you know, that's just my preference. It's okay.
See? I told you it's all good.
Okay, let's just look at the next class here. You know, the last one didn't have any comments, and neither does this one.
No, I don't believe in using comments.
Excuse me?
Comments. Comments are bad practice. Okay, look, if someone changes the code, then the comments are wrong.
Changes. But if someone changes the code, then they'll change the comments to match.
No, they won't. I mean, I would, obviously. But, okay, look. Lesser programmers, if they can't even be bothered to learn to read code without comments to explain things to them like a simpleton, look, obviously, they're just too lazy to remember to update those comments when they dump their hacky little changes into the code base.
That is not an exactly fair assessment of my team.
Maybe you haven't noticed them, but by my experience, one code monkey is just as hacky as the next.
My apologies for not being clearer. I can guarantee none of the developers on my team would pull stupid crap with the comments, because if they did, I would kill them where they stood.
Look, my code's already passed QA, okay? you've got things under control, and I'm already going to be stuck in traffic. So, tell you what, just for you, just this one time, I'll keep my cell phone on, just in case someone else's code breaks out. Okay, bye.
What is it, Steve?
Yeah, getting your code reviews done in under 5 minutes now? Wow. Mitch, that's impressive. Did you get your training or something? Maybe over 3 years of it in, New York City?
Steve, please, you just wouldn't understand.
So you also think I'm too dumb because I'm only in IT?
Yes, I mean, no.
Oh, I see.
Steve, look, this isn't easy.
Sure it is. Here, watch. JJ, you suck. Goodbye. Done. See? It wasn't hard, was it?
And then we're short-staffed again.
So, yeah, just rent some code monkeys to pound on a few keyboards. I'm sure teaming them together in a room will have over 3 years' worth of training.
They won't. That's the problem. That's the whole problem. I'm not trying to insult you, but really, really, you don't get it. Dynamics AX isn't just some, like, PHP thing you can throw a junior coder on with a copy of For Dummies. Like, imagine you have a web server, and it's made up entirely of uncompiled code. And then to add features to the website, you make changes to the web server's code. Except you've got all of Microsoft's code in there too. And most of the things you do just add some new code, but sometimes you have to change the existing code. And then it all comes down to good judgment and experience. And that's just the start of it. So you know what? Over 3 years of training in Dynamics AX is actually something I want to leverage. He's an asset. I really need to make this work.
Yeah, he sure is an asset.
Real mature. He's got highly specialized skills, and we need them. And without him, I'm pulling overtime every night until this project's done.
Listen, he's a tool, Mitch, okay? He may be a highly specialized tool, but he's still just a tool. And the sooner you recognize he's a crappy tool that can't get the job done, the better.
It's a poor workman who blames the tool.
It's a fool can see when the tool is using him. Because even with his specialized skills, here you are, pulling overtime, doing the development all by yourself, still.
And so Mitch made it work, the best he could, balancing JJ's personality with the fact that at least JJ was producing code. Flash forward to far too few days later, deadline day. The clients are eagerly awaiting their product, already lining up a pilot program of users to begin training.
Guys, today is the day. We have been waiting for months for this. We've got all of our ducks on the launch pad. We're dancing at the finish line. Houston, we have a deployment. Guys, let's get ready for D-Day.
Oh, geez. He's still calling it that?
Boss man, come in.
Mitch, JJ, my Dynamics duo. Hey, I'm just checking on. I want to get a pulse of the heartbeat over here. I want to see if you've got enough on your plates to keep them spinning. I mean, the hourglass is about to ring, so tell me now. Are we ready? Is this project ready to deploy?
Yeah, boss man, things are great.
JJ, great, thanks. Mitch, are things going good? Are you making it work?
Yeah, Mitch. Making it work?
Yes. We're making it work.
Great then. Well.
Yeah, great.
In fact, we're going to push the deployment right now. Hey, why don't you sit down and watch it all go live with us?
Actually?
Oh, really? Great. Normally I'm pacing in the hallway waiting for the news like a mother in the maternity ward, but I want to see this go live now. This is what we've been waiting for, right?
Great. Okay. Let's do this. Steve, deploy the package.
Done.
Oh, that's it? Already?
Yeah, builds go so much faster since we implemented Buildmaster. It's an amazing product from Inato.
Hey, and I hear it's run by a great guy. So we're live. Great. Congratulations, everyone. We did it.
Success. I knew I could do it.
Oh, actually, hold on, guys. This is the client. I have to go take this. Hi, you've reached... Oh, okay. Let me take this outside. I'll be right back.
Hang on. systems, Steve. It is. Let me go check.
Steve, what's going on?
The site's down.
What?
Systems, Steve speaking.
Can anyone get on the
no,
site?
No, don't worry. This is just a little hiccup.
Yes.
I need an error message, an event log, something.
Yes, we are working on it.
It's just a little
Steve,
set of backs.
I need an
it's
error
not a
message.
Molehill.
IT?
Steve, I need an error message.
Got it. Check your email.
No, our whole team's working on it right now.
Conflict occurred, stack trace. Where's the stack
guys,
trace?
Guys, do we roll back? I don't want to roll back.
Give me a second. Stack trace, exception.
I need
more,
to run the training session
more.
Soon, Mitch. What's
Mitch,
the issue?
What's going on? I mean, the client is breathing down my butt over here.
Something compilation error, something missing component.
This isn't working. Make it work, please.
Okay, the error's coming from the inventory subsystem.
Wait, let me guess.
JJ, that's yours.
What? That's impossible. My code passed QA just fine.
Something broke in the build. Did you check everything in? Code, database, everything?
Of course. I'm not some noob.
And everything got into the deployment pack.
Yes, of course. Someone else's code must have broken mine.
I don't think that's a thing.
Hey, watch what you're saying, IT.
Okay, enough. I'm not trying to blame anyone much. We just need to track this down now. A hotfix is going to be faster than a complete rollback. JJ, please, just look at the error message. It's being thrown from your code.
Fine, show me the stupid error message.
Here.
Something compilation error.
I thought you guys made it work.
Oh, please, is this what the whole fuss is about? It's just a non-code component that needs to be done. It's easy.
Okay, everything should have been in the deployment package.
It's a manual change I need to do. 5 minutes. Easy.
5 minutes? Great. Okay, let's do it.
What changed?
Oh, it's just another piece that needs to go into the AX server. Easy. Super easy. Don't worry about it.
Oh, it's easy? Really?
Super easy.
Oh, I like easy. Easy is good, right?
Wait, I don't understand the server. Why is the AX server even part of this?
It's really a complex process, but I can do it myself. Easy. Right, boss man?
Come on. Let's do this. What are we waiting for?
Wait. I still don't get what the big
Great.
Idea is.
I'll just do it. Just give me access to the server.
The server? What do you mean, the server?
I just need to terminal into the production environment.
What?
You're joking, right?
What's the admin password?
Are you insane? There's no devs in production. Simple.
But it's a quick fix. Easy.
Hey, guys, I just got another email from the client. We can't have them down. Steve, this sounds like a really quick fix.
No chance, boss man. Client says no devs in production.
Hey, don't worry about the client. I can convince them. It'll be fine.
I say no devs in production. Doubly so for this one.
Why are you being so difficult? I can fix this.
Yeah, Steve, I think we can make an exception this time.
No. Mitch? Come on, back me up here.
Steve has a point. We don't normally let developers into production. There's too much at risk.
What risk? It's already broken because you didn't do the deployment properly, and I already have the fix.
JJ, maybe if you just document what needs to be done, we can interface with the client and have them do it.
No, it's too complicated to explain. I have to do it myself. It's what I did when we deployed to QA. Bossman, come on. I can make this work.
Okay. Steve, Mitch, let's just let JJ do his thing. We need to make it work.
No.
What?
Sorry, what?
Good.
Not yet, JJ. No development in prod is a rule for a reason, and preventing out of control and unknown changes is the main one. I really need you to at least show me what you did on QA. Please?
Mitch, are you... You aren't seriously considering...
That's my call. Here. There's a terminal to QA. Show me what you did.
Fine. There. Right there. All you have to do is comment out those lines, and it'll work.
What is this? This is part of the AX server code. Scroll up. Sys dot system? The core AX system?
Yeah, that's it.
JJ, what do those lines do?
I don't know, but everything runs fine without it, so it must be extraneous.
Wait, so let me get this straight. To get your code to run, you're saying we need to comment out a block of system code. Something that is part of the system with a capital S, the core of the server?
Yeah, it kept erroring out when my code stepped into it. So I commented out, and everything works just fine. All you have to do is comment out the same code in production, and that'll make it work.
What the fuck?
This sounds easy, right? It's just like we're commenting out a vegetable organ or something, you know, a kidney, an appendix, a spleen or something. I mean, a quick change is what the client wants.
It worked in staging, and it worked in QA. This is all it takes.
Okay, so let's do it. I mean, Steve, give him access.
No.
What?
No, in so many ways, no.
But it worked in QA, it worked in staging.
No, I don't care if it works or not. It's wrong. Your code is wrong. The solution is wrong. Your entire line of thought is wrong. I can't believe you would even think of suggesting that we just comment out 2 dozen lines of system code and you don't even know what they do, and you just think, oh, that's okay because they don't do anything anyways. Like, core system code is just a leftover piece from an IKEA table.
But the client
is going to explode if we try and pass this off as a fix, and they'll go absolutely supernova if they ever discover after the fact because their system implodes because core system code is missing. This is not a solution. This isn't an idea you would even suggest in passing during a drunken brainstorm session. This isn't even something you would bring up for a laugh as an April Fool's joke. This fix is the entire reason developers don't touch prod, especially if they think this is a fix.
No. This isn't such a big deal.
Not a big... Okay. JJ, look. I don't know what unicorn fantasy land you live in where this isn't a big deal. Maybe, somehow, you think that this is a valid problem-solving technique, like popping a zit with an Abrams tank. I mean, sure, it'll work, but boy, oh boy, is the patient going to not be quite the same afterwards? Except in this case, the patient is the core of an enterprise server running a multi-million dollar corporation. It's the core of the system. It's there for a reason, and if you don't know what that reason is, then you look it up on Google first, or even better, okay, follow me on this, okay? You should assume that you shouldn't touch the core system, and you don't touch it! What in the world were you being trained to do for the past 3 years? Sorry, over 3 years. Learning to be rude and impatient? I've heard better ideas coming out of an ELISA program with a virus. I've seen better suggestions coming from a GPS that doesn't understand oceans, cliffs, or gang turfs. My goodness, I've seen better code come from a random number generator streaming over a 1200 baud modem after somebody's picked up the phone and farted in it. I put my faith in you that you are a professional, but you aren't, JJ. The kind of noob you are, someone who not only doesn't know what he's doing, but doesn't know that he doesn't know what he's doing, your kind of developer is the worst. And you, JJ, are the worst of the worst.
Mitch, so this is the first time I'm hearing of this problem.
And it'll be the last, because this is not how you treat a seasoned professional. I quit.
No, you don't. You are staying right here, and you are finishing this job and finishing it correctly.
I'm not staying here and taking this disrespect. My contract was only until deployment. I don't need to stay and put up with this.
But you do, because there is not a single AX developer job that you can apply for out there.
As if. I'm highly trained and specialized. Everyone who runs AX needs me and knows it.
Exactly. It's a small world of AX adopters, and that's why you're in demand. But you know what? That cuts the other way, too. It's a small, tight, core group of companies that run AX. We all know each other. We all go to the same conferences as each other. We're all on the same mailing list as each other. You wanted to be the rock star behind this little project. Now think about how quickly news of the legacy you left your name on will spread.
Oh, right.
Boss man, you're right. You didn't hear about this, and that's my fault, because in the end, I was swamped, I was overworked, and I desperately needed that other AX developer. I really, really wanted to make this work. And you know what? We still can. But we need to be smart about it. Steve, we're going to roll back. We don't have any other choice. We're not making this change as is. If the client asks, tell them there was a hiccup. That they can keep testing phase one for now. Phase two will be available at the end of the week. Boss man, you're up to bat, and I think you need to sink a touchdown for this team. We've got contracts, right?
Yeah, we have contracts. I mean, big ones.
And they've got clauses, riders, and lots of fun loopholes, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's truck tons of them.
Boss man, I need extra time to deliver, and I need you to get it for me.
Well, that's not going to be easy for me to do.
Which is why you are the boss man for this job. I need you to box outside of the ring, to keep them running on their toes, to run their interference. Schmooze and red tape like you've never schmoozed and red taped before. Can you do it? Can you make it work?
Yes, I can make it work.
Great. And you, JJ?
What about me?
You and I are going to sit down and go over every single line of code you've written. And we'll figure out how to make it work properly. All right, everyone, let's make it work.
And so, through a combination of Mitch's leadership, caffeine, and overtime, the team made it work. And as for JJ, well, even though he's now back on the job market, at least he can put on his resume that he has nearly 4 years' experience. For the Daily WTF, this was Make It Work. In order of appearance, Remy Porter was Mitch. Mark Bowitz was Steve. Alex Papadimoulos was Boss Man. And Lorne Cates was JJ. I'm your announcer, Paul Roos of VoiceByPaul.com. Theme song was Slow Burn by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. This has been a WTF radio presentation.